I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You are winning at this exact moment when you tuned into the show, where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expect has yet to arrive. And on top of that, a huge dose of personal initiative, the energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. When we put all of this together, we have the mindset and the podcast that we call Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic, we're talking about that word, that dirty word that starts with an R, that word that a lot of people misuse. The word that people throw around when they really want you to calm your ambitions down, to lower your heights, to pull your head out of the clouds, to tell you that your goals are a little bit too lofty. The word that people use when they have a great idea for themselves and things that they think they could do for themselves, or at least they wish or hope they could do for themselves, or who they could be as a person. But they throw this word out there to just completely destroy the dream that just developed into the slightest version of a fetus inside of their mind. They abort the dream immediately by using this dirty word. It starts with an R, and that word is reality. That word is realistic. Now, when you hear someone using the word realistic, or someone says something like, I fill in the blank, however, or but, I got to look at reality. Or if someone says, that's not realistic, or someone questions you, is that realistic? Usually when someone uses the word realistic or reality, what are they saying? Usually they're saying, there is an ideal that is up here, picture me holding my hand up above my head. However, we need to really focus on what's down here, and picture me holding my hand at maybe shoulder level. What they're telling you is lower your thoughts, lower your ambitions, water down your dreams and hopes and goals, because it's not reality. It is not realistic. It's not something that is possible. Someone says reality or realistic, they're saying, hey, it's not possible. I can't do it. That's way too much. That's a very lofty goal. I cannot go that far. I cannot reach that high. Now, I want all of you to understand something. Despite the fact that you've heard this word used this way so many times, that I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you have used this word this way many times, maybe until you heard me trash this incorrect use of the word reality. I'm here to tell you in today's episode, not more about reality or why it's so terrible. I'm here to tell you that everybody can't be realistic. Everybody cannot be realistic. All of us in this world right now can't all be realistic. Okay, that's what we're talking about in today's episode. So if you're one of those people who's had somebody tell you, maybe a respected person, parent, a teacher, a coworker, a best friend, a child, tell you that what you want to do or what you're in the process of doing or what you're thinking about going after, they told you that it's not realistic, therefore you shouldn't try it, or it's something that you probably can't do because you got to face reality. I want you to understand that that's okay, because everybody can't be realistic. Everybody can't live their life based on quote unquote reality. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Understand the definition of reality or realistic. Definition of realistic is sensible and practical idea that can be achieved or of what can be achieved or expected. Say that again. Realistic means sensible and practical idea of what can be achieved or expected. See, being realistic is all about people's expectations. What do they expect of themselves, and what do they expect you to expect of yourself? That's what reality is all about. When people throw around this word reality, realistic, it is all about expectations. Now, I did an entire episode on expectations of this podcast. And again, if you didn't know, the full archive of the Work on Your Game podcast that goes all the way back to episode number one, further than the RSS feed that you're listening to this on, whether that's iTunes or Stitcher or anything else, the full archive, again, is at dreallday.com/podcast. Expectations, people. Episode number 474, Wants versus Expectations and the Life-Altering Power of Initiative. Episode number 457, this is a key episode, You Get What You Expect. Episode number 176, Great Expectations. I suggest you go and listen to those episodes. Again, just go to dreallday.com/ and type in the number. Episode number 457, You Get What You Expect. Episode number 176, Great Expectations. I suggest you start with those two. When you get done listening to them, just listen to the next episode and the next one until you get caught up on every episode that's ever happened on this podcast. Then listen to all of them again. But anyway, let's listen to this one right now. Sensible and practical idea of what can be achieved or expected. That's what reality is about. It's people who have low expectations of themselves, or people who have relatively low expectations compared to what you have of yourself, or relatively low compared to what someone has just presented to them as possible. But because their expectations are at a certain point, is you can't get anyone to take actions that go beyond their own expectations. People can only take actions that go beyond their own expectations once they decide to change those expectations. If your expectations do not change, your actions will not change. I'm going to repeat that. If your expectations do not change, your actions will not change. Your achievements will not grow until your expectations grow. Because when you expect something, you will take action on that expectation. When you believe something, you will take action on that belief. If you believe that reality is reality and that's what you got to deal with, that is what your life will reflect. Your life will reflect a whole lot of reality. How does that sound? If your life reflects great expectations, how does that sound? What does that look like? How do you clearly define what that life of great expectations look like? The time that it would take you to put into this, and it's going to take you some time to really get clear on what it looks like for you to have the best possible business, best possible job, best possible family, relationships, career, whatever it is that you want. The time that it takes you to write out this visualization so you're giving your mind a clear picture is super important. It's kind of like the difference between taking a selfie with an iPhone 4 and having a professional photographer take a picture of you. Which one do you think is going to get more likes on social media? Probably the one by the professional photographer, not because everyone's going to know it's done by a pro photographer, but because it's just going to look better. It's going to look better. It's more visually appealing to the human eye. Professionals just have some innate senses and some knowledge, definite knowledge, of why things look better to people. You could learn a lot from that. And the reason I'm telling you that is to tell you this: the clear picture is going to work better than the vague idea or the vague wish or the hope that you keep talking about. The clear picture. Point number one in today's topic, again, is everybody can't be realistic. If everyone was realistic, this is the first point, there would never be any progress. There would be no podcasts if everybody was realistic. There wouldn't be one device where you could have the internet, a phone, and music all on the same device. You know that those used to be three separate devices? We knew that, right? There used to be one device for music. We called it a Walkman. Then it was a Discman. Then it was an iPod, right? One device for music. Then it was one device for making calls and doing text messages. We called that a cell phone. And then it was another device for getting on the internet. Now, we called that a computer or a laptop, right? If everybody was realistic, all of us right now would probably have an iPod, maybe, or some type of MP3 player. That's what it was called, MP3 player. We would all have a cell phone, and we would all have a computer. Nowadays, you could work for an entire day. I could work for an entire day with just my smartphone. I don't need to get on a computer all day. I don't need an MP3 player. I don't even own an MP3 player. I actually sold an old iPod of mine for like $120 like a week and a half ago. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know there were people in the market to actually buy those, but somebody bought it. Understand that because someone was unrealistic, someone said, I'm not going to look at reality and what already exists. I'm going to do something that does not already exist. That's the only reason we got progress. And for that particular unrealistic advancement, we can thank Steve Jobs, who's passed away. But I talked about Steve in my favorite books episodes a couple episodes back. So if you didn't start reading that book, Steve Jobs, yet, I suggest you go to iBooks right there on your phone or the Amazon app, which I'm sure you have on your phone, and order that book and start reading it. Tell them that Dre All Day sent you. If everyone was realistic, there would never be any progress. We would all be living off of what is already agreed upon. We'd already be living off of what was already approved of. A couple episodes ago, I talked about stop seeking approval. Do you see how all of this stuff interconnects? Everybody can't be realistic because there would never be any progress. We would never have a man on the moon. We wouldn't even have the internet. We wouldn't have smartphones. Anything that you use right now, somebody had to be unrealistic enough to say it's possible that this can happen. Somebody had to be unrealistic enough to say, you know what? Everybody does not have to travel by a horse and carriage. We can make a machine that moves people around so we don't have to keep using horses and carriages. That was called an automobile. Henry Ford, we can thank him for being unrealistic enough. Actually, it wasn't Henry Ford. I'm sorry. I talked about this a few episodes back, correcting myself. It was, what was this guy's name? Carl Benz. Yes, he's the creator of Mercedes-Benz. Carl Benz was the person who created the automobile. Now, Henry Ford was the one who came up with the assembly line, a way to mass produce automobiles. And you can go look up the detailed history of the automobile creation, which I don't know if you want to learn more about that. But Carl Benz was the one who created the automobile. Henry Ford popularizing in the United States, but both men unrealistic because they said, okay, this is what's approved of. This is what's agreed upon. I'm going to do something completely different than what's approved of and agreed upon. And those are the people who made a difference. If you're going to make a difference, if you're going to force progress, if you're going to create progress in this world, in your life, in your family, in your organization, on your team, you can't be realistic like everybody else who's in the group because nothing's going to happen. There will be no change. There'll be no progress. Point number two. Here's the thing about being unrealistic, because I gave you the positive. I gave you some positive about being unrealistic. You get to be the trailblazer. You get to be the person everyone's talking about when you're no longer around. Maybe you have your picture somewhere. They'll name a building after you when you're being unrealistic. But understand, all of that probably comes, a lot of times that comes after you're dead. That comes after you had to go through all the hardships, after you had to last through. You had to survive through all the times where it looked like you're non-realism was really going to kill you. It was really going to bite you in the ass. After you have fought through all of that, that's when all the glory days come. Understand, it's not going to be just, okay, I'm not going to be realistic, and then everything just starts working for you. There are going to be times where you say to yourself, okay, maybe this idea of what I'm doing is not the right idea. You may have to go take a walk and say, you know what? Maybe what I'm doing right here isn't working. You're going to go through that. Understand that being unrealistic is scary. It is uncomfortable and it is hard to do. All three. And there's one reason why being unrealistic is scary, uncomfortable, and hard to do. You know what that reason is? The reason is there is no roadmap. There's no road. See, there's a clear, easy to follow roadmap for being realistic. Can we agree to that? Can we agree that if you wanted to be realistic, if you went and told somebody, hey, this is who I am and this is my situation, can you be realistic with me and tell me what I can do with what I have? I guarantee most people will have some pretty good, acceptable, practical, very reasonable, very realistic answers for what you can do with yourself. If you asked 100 people that question, there's 100 random people that you chose that question, they would all have something sensible and reasonable for what you can do with yourself. See, there's always a clear roadmap for being realistic because so many people have done it. It's a tried and true path. Okay, you don't even have to worry about anything. As long as you stick to the script and color by numbers, you're going to get the beautiful picture in the end, if you consider that picture to be beautiful. Understand that being unrealistic is very uncomfortable. It can be scary. It is very hard to do because there is no roadmap. There's no one to follow. There are no footsteps that you are walking in. The footsteps don't exist. You are the one who's creating the footsteps. See, the realistic things, the reality things that people are comfortable with, the reason everybody's comfortable with it is because somebody did that at one point. It wasn't realistic. At one point, that wasn't the normal thing to do. Now, for someone to go buy a smartphone is normal. If I say I'm going to get a smartphone, I'm going to get the new iPhone, it's not even a big deal. People are going to say, okay, which one are you getting? No, I got this one. And you're going to compare iPhones. This is a normal thing. But when Steve Jobs came out and said, we're going to combine a computer, an iPod, and a cell phone all in one, people said, what? People said, that's going to flop. Nobody's going to buy that. That's going to be a complete waste. Apple's about to go under. Steve Jobs about to run this company into the ground. These are things that people actually said. It sounds crazy now, but it was not more than 11 years ago. People were saying, this guy's about to run that company into the ground. He has no idea what the hell he's doing. Nobody's going to buy a smart. What the hell is a smartphone? What does that even mean? That doesn't even make any sense. That's what people were saying about the smartphone when Steve Jobs announced it back in 2007. Things have changed. Being realistic is easy to follow. Saying, oh, everybody should stick to the script. What is already happening is the best thing for us to do. Anyone going against the grain is a fool. They're an idiot. They don't know what they're doing. There's no way it's going to work. See, all the people who were saying the smartphone was a terrible idea, what were they doing? They were following the roadmap of what was realistic. What was realistic was we got computers, we got iPods, and we got cell phones. What was unrealistic is we're going to put those all into one device. That was very unrealistic. Steve Jobs couldn't call up anybody. He couldn't call up IBM. He couldn't call up Microsoft. He couldn't call up Sun Microsystems. He couldn't call up anybody and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Tell me how you did it so I can follow your roadmap. There was no roadmap. He was the one creating the roadmap. Thus, while he was doing this, making this new contraption called a smartphone, there was very little competition. And this is something that you need to understand. This is all part of point number two. Being unrealistic creates very little competition. Actually, it eliminates a whole lot of competition. It's a better way to say it. It eliminates competition for a simple reason. There's no roadmap. And the reason why not having a roadmap eliminates competition is because when people don't have a roadmap, let's say you got grabbed 10 people and told them all, this is what you need to accomplish, this task or whatever this mission is, you need to carry this out. The thing is, I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I'm not going to tell you where to start. I'm not going to tell you where to go. You just got to figure it out and get it done. To the average person, that proposition right there is scary. They will be afraid because they don't know what to do. Nobody's going to tell them what to do. You're not allowed to ask anybody what to do. You just got to figure it out. That's scary for most people. Most people actually will quit. Most people will quit before they even start, before they even began to try at that point, because they're like, well, how am I supposed to figure it out? I can't ask anybody. Nobody can tell me what to do. You're not going to give me a map. You're not going to give me any advice. You're not going to tell me how to do it. I thought you were going to help people out. You know how many times I've heard those statements? And people just quit before they even try anything because there's no roadmap. When people are not handed a roadmap of exactly what to do, they get fearful. And when people get afraid, if they can, they quit. If it's possible, people will quit when they're afraid. So when you see people quitting, it's not because they don't have information, not because nobody's going to help them out. It's not because nobody gave them the right advice. It's not because somebody was hating on them or holding them back. It's because they were afraid. But to admit that you were afraid to do something and you just stopped doing it because you were afraid, people are a little bit too prideful for that. So they'll say, they'll give you the stuff that sounds good. They'll give you the good reason when fear is the real reason. The reason why you'll have very little competition when you're being unrealistic is because there's no roadmap. And because there's no roadmap, people get afraid, people get uncomfortable, and people realize how hard it's going to be. See, these three points right here. Those of you who want to do something that makes you stand out, something that makes you great, something that gets you remembered in life, just remember the three things that I'm telling you right here. All you have to do, this is golden. And everything I say on this podcast is golden. Listen, this podcast, people should be listening to this podcast 100 years from now. If you want to stand out and have very little competition in your life, there are only three things you need to look for. Look for anything that you're going to do, anything you're going to create, any person you're going to be. Just look for at least one of these three elements. If you can find something that has all three, you're in the right place. All right, here's what they are. Something that makes people fearful, something that scares people, something that makes people uncomfortable, and something that is very hard to do. Anything you do that can check the box next to any one of those three attributes, you will have very little competition because people will do anything to avoid fearful situations. Most people are too lazy to deal with discomfort And most people would rather do what seems, at least appears to be easy, rather than doing something that if I was just to announce to you up front, look, this is very, very, very hard to do. Who wants to quit right now? I guarantee you 90% of the room is leaving. And this could be anything because I'm telling you up front, this is how hard it is. I'm not joking. It's going to be this hard. I'm probably underestimating how hard it's going to be. If you don't want to do it, it's okay. Just don't come back tomorrow. 90% of the people ain't coming back the next day. So if you do something that is scary, uncomfortable, and hard to do, you will have very little competition. If you do something that fits all three, listen, you'll be the only one doing it. And now, make sure, let's stay with me here. Now that you're the only one doing it, you know what it is? Scary, uncomfortable, and hard to do. Do you see how all this stuff works in a circle? Point number three. Today's topic is everybody cannot be realistic. Realists. These people who call themselves realists. When I was in college, there was a woman named Carol Moseley Braun. She was a politician. I'm not sure if she's still in politics, but this is 2004. She came to my school, Penn State Altoona, and she spoke a little bit. I don't remember anything she was saying, but I know she was a Democrat because she said some negative things about George W. Bush. There was this kid who got up in the back of the room when Mrs. Moseley Braun started taking questions, and I knew who he was. He had played ball and pick up with us a few times. He gets up on the mic, and the first thing he says out of his mouth was, "Listen, I'm a realist." That's what he said first. "I'm a realist." Then he asked his question. Mind you, this is 2004. After he announced that he was a realist, he asked his question. Here was his question. "Are we ever really going to have a black president?" This is a true story. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is because of this guy's announcement to the world that he was a realist. Before, he was framing his question as if to let her know, okay, don't give me the milk and cookies version of your answer. Don't tell me what a parent's going to tell their 2-year-old kid to make them feel good. Tell me the truth. That's basically what he was saying by announcing he was a realist. He just wanted to know the truth. He wanted to know the harsh truth, no matter how terrible it was. And you see how that works? That using that word realist or realistic or reality works? That's how he used it, which is exactly how most people use it. And this is the thing about realists. And she gave an answer. I don't even remember what she said, but we all know how that turned out. Okay. Realists are not bad people. I want you to understand some positive things about realists. Here's one positive about a realist. Realists are people who keep us grounded and they maintain order. That's what realists do. Realists are people who know the facts. They know the information. They know what happened in the past. They know what is possible, at least based on their knowledge, and what is probable based on how they feel about themselves and how they feel about their resources in the world. Realists keep us grounded and realists maintain order. Listen, if you come across someone, if you start a business, let's put it that way. You become an entrepreneur. You want to start a business. Your accountant better be a realist. Okay, you don't need a dreamer as your accountant. You don't need a dreamer as your lawyer. All right, any organization or group or team you start, you need a wet blanket individual. You don't know what a wet blanket person is. Just think of if you were in bed sleeping in the middle of the winter and your blanket was wet. That'd be very uncomfortable, even in the summer. If your blanket's wet, that's pretty uncomfortable, right? You need a wet blanket individual on any team. What is that? Wet blanket individual is the person who every time there's a big idea or a big dream or big ambitious plan, the wet blanket person comes in with all the facts and figures and reality and says, maybe not. Not so fast, my friend. You need one of those people. You need the push and the pull. You need the yin and the yang in any organization. Can't have 5 dreamers running the business because y'all going to run the business into the ground and be broken out of money. Well, you need at least one person in there who says, no, 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 we can't do that. We can't afford that. That doesn't make sense. That's not feasible. That's not possible. We don't have the pieces for that. We got to be realistic. You need a person like that for the push and the pull. Okay, so it's a positive in some ways and in some spaces to have realists around you. So understand that this episode is not me bashing realists. You need some realists, okay? And if you got an accountant, I guarantee you that you ask him if he's a realist, I guarantee he's going to say, yes, I am a realist. If he maybe never even thought about it, or she never even thought about it. Your lawyer, realist. We need those people, okay? They are very, very valuable individuals. However, the world changers. And those who change the reality of their own worlds, the world changers who everybody knows their name, and the world changers who you just want to change your life. You don't want to be famous. You don't want a building named after you. You don't want the key to the city. You just want to change your own world. All right. Those people, you're the crazy thinkers who are crazy enough to believe something's possible that reality, at least thus far, at least as far as you can see it, has not proven is possible, but you're going to prove it's possible. So understand those realists, we need them. But listen, if you want to change the world, you want to change your world, you got to be something other than what everybody else has already been. Recapping today's topic, which is everybody cannot be realistic, defined as sensible and practical idea of what can be achieved or expected. Point number one, if everybody was realistic, there'd never be any progress. We'd all be living based off of what is already agreed upon. And if that's all we were doing, there'd be no progress. We'd still be watching black and white TV. We wouldn't even have TV. A lot of things would be different. Point number two, being unrealistic. It is scary, it is uncomfortable, and it's hard to do. Why? Because there's no roadmap. Thusly, there's very little competition. You want no competition, do something with no roadmap because it's scary, uncomfortable, and hard to do. And guess what? When you start doing it, you'll be scared, uncomfortable, and you'll realize how hard it is. Point number three, realists. We need those people. We need people who are grounded in reality because they keep us grounded. They maintain order. They let us know what the facts are. They tell us when they think something can't work, and we need that push and pull in life, okay? You can't just go through life unbridled with all these dreams, but you have nobody pulling you back to the ground in reality. It's like you are attached to a really strong helium balloon, but there's no gravity. You're just going to float up into the sun, and the sun is kind of hot. All right, you might melt. We need the reality. We need the gravity pulling us back down to earth. All right, that's what makes jumping fun. You understand? Those people, though, the people who change the world and the people who change the reality of their own worlds are the people crazy enough to listen to what the realists are saying, weigh what the realists are telling them, and say, I still believe it's possible. Is that you? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.